I was eating junk. I had just had 2 children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Well, hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. here where I am in North Carolina. That could mean only one thing. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. We're expecting Dallas in just a minute. I don't know if he's on yet, but anyways, my name is Mike Mullins from MikeIn90%.com. And as always, I'm joined by the talented and inspirational Stacey Morris, as well as Robert McLaren. And I think we have Dallas on. I'll let the man take over. Is DDP in the house?
Yeah, brother.
Hey.
Yes, I am.
Welcome back.
I am still a little sore-throated. First of all, I want to tell you guys what a great job you guys are doing. You, Robert, you, Mikey, and Stacy. I got so many compliments from so many people who say that they load down the shows all the time and they listen to them. So you guys are obviously making a major difference and, you know, for two people who came here looking for inspiration to be inspiring others, that's what, you know, it's all about. How you doing tonight?
We're doing great.
And you, Mikey?
I'm good, man. You may be cutting out a little bit. Is that anyone else here in that?
Come on.
No,
I'm
here
in my house.
I thought that was me.
No.
Yeah, I think you might be cutting out a little bit, D.
All right, I'll hang up and try the cell phone.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for Dallas,
I know.
Just a second. We had an awesome weekend with the workshops, Rhode Island and New York, the Rhode Island workshop. I was seeing the pictures of that, 151 more than that people. Stacy, you were there.
Yeah.
How was the workshop this week?
It was amazing. I've never been in such a, you know, like wall-to-wall, huge space of everybody working out under one roof. It was bigger than Mexico in terms of people in one room, and just so many great people, some of whom I've met before, but I got to meet people like Officer X, remember him?
He
hasn't called in a while, but and Chad Collins and Mark Campanale, all these really wonderful members that I'm familiar with online, seeing them in person and hearing their success stories. It was really great.
I think I was reading something Dallas was saying when they first started doing the workshops. He was talking about the New York at the yoga studio, how there was just not, there wasn't a huge draw. And to see how this has grown and become such a huge, you know, powerhouse, you know, so many like-minded people, DDP Yoga Warriors working out together in the same room, feeding off the energy in the room with Dallas and, you know, the whole crew. And, you know, it's just such a great feeling to be in the room with so many crazy DDP Yoga maniacs and just killing it and sweating out everything you got there on the mat. And another great workshop. And if you guys are haven't gotten to a workshop, yep, you got to do it. LaSalle, Illinois, March 21st. Matt Hancock and the Hammers Energy Fitness. Dallas is going to be there. And, of course, Dallas is going to talk to us tonight about the DDP Yoga Retreat, July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd. He's doing 2 of them this year. I've been to the past, I think, 3 or 4 of them, and it's just the most amazing time. So if you haven't gotten to a workshop yet, you got to do it. It's the most unbelievable experience.
Yo, did you get me on yet?
Yo, I hear you.
Okay, cool. Hey, wouldn't it be just normal? Because I'm the only person who ever has a problem with the damn phone. I am going to get a damn landline put in here. I heard Mikey talking about the New York and Stacey talking about that. Let me give you guys a little bit, and this is why I've got like a hoarse throat still. We went out to L.A. to we did a workshop out there with like 4 weeks notice, and Marlon put it together. He did a hell of a job. It was about 60 people there. The energy was through the roof. But we also, Brenda and I took out her daughter Lexi to get her started up in school. And then I got to do the Jim Rome show, which he's just an amazing guy. He's on NBC every, daily. And he put me up for two segments, which was awesome. But I had to take the red eye home. And I knew as soon as I got home back to Atlanta, I was going to turn around and have to fly to New York. So if you hear me coughing like that a little bit, I'm just trying to clear my throat. But we got up to New York on Thursday. We got to stay at this beautiful hotel that Pure Yoga had put me up in. And Pure Yoga is the only yoga studio that I have ever done a workshop in. Almost every workshop I've ever done, I've been in dojos like Funk Fitness, you know, Craig Funk, and he's the one who actually got some of my first DDP yoga workshops off the ground, the Funkasaurus, out there in Brighton, Michigan, and I'll be going out there again sometime again. We don't have a date for that yet, but, you know, places like, Matt Hancock's Hammer Energy Fitness, I mean, these are the kind of places that I normally do workshops in. So when Pure Yoga, who is owned by Equinox, when they saw the New York Times 6-page article that they did on, you know, me and DDP Yoga and Jake and Scott and the story and everything, they were like, he has to come back. I'm like, Marlon, we're not going to draw any other people. You know, New York is so expensive to be there. And, you know, people want to come in from all over when I do these things. So I made them give me an absurd advance, not advance, but guarantee, because I really, to be perfectly honest, I didn't think it would be a good one. You know, I thought it, like last time I was there, it was 12 people or 14 people, and every one of them were people who were already doing the program. Marlon got a great guarantee. So I said, okay, let's do it. In the meantime, we had another woman named Jennifer, who has it's called Athena's Novelty Store online. She is one of the nicest people I've ever met. I met her in New Orleans. And I want to say she's lost like 30 pounds doing a program. And like everyone around her does DDP yoga, like, because they're all warriors. And, you know, every single day I get like our sales report, everybody who invests in the program, every day, a minimum of 22%. It has been as high as 38% of those sales come through friends and family, which to me is the greatest thing on the planet, because that's people saying, you must try this. You've got to do it. And Jennifer, she exudes that like times 10. And so she's the one who said, I'm doing my big award show up in Rhode Island and Providence, and we would love DDP to come up there and blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, you know, Marlon put it together with her. And our goal was to go from there, from New York, right into Providence. So what happened is I got into Providence on Thursday. We went out to dinner with some friends. Next morning I was up at 8 o'clock and I did PR at Sirius Radio. I went to 5 different radio shows. Then I had to go to a photo shoot for InShapeMagazine.com or whatever, InShape magazine for the .com thing, taking me through, you know, different positions and taking me through how to do diamond cutters and all that kind of stuff. Then I went to another thing, I can't remember, Arise, and it was the coolest. It's owned by BET, and it was the coolest, most highest energy, like, little talk show segment. And I did like 8 minutes with them, and they had this like screen behind me, which was all those TVs that are stuck together. and they had like, I took pictures of it. It's up on Facebook. It had like all these amazing things from the, you know, from the website and the, you know, the groups of people doing DDP yoga. And I was like, wow, that's like the greatest backdrop ever. So I was so supercharged for that. Then I had to run from there to a media workshop at Pure Yoga. And then from there, I was going to have the workshop. And everyone knows it's supposed to be 3 hours, but I've never got out of there under 4.5. Because by the time we sit around and talk about food, I take all the pictures and, you know, go through and take pictures with everybody. It's a long time. So I get the Pure Yoga, and I'm supposed to be going right to get with the media people, and they've laid out all their mats. They got, like, mandukas everywhere in there. Uh-huh. And in the middle of the room, there's a box. And when I say a box, I mean like 10 by 10. And it's in the middle. And what it does, it holds the doors that close these two rooms. Now, I told Marlon, make sure I have a stage because I have to be rise above people so they can see me for the people who are in the back. And the people at Pure Yoga says, no other yoga guy comes in here and needs a stage. Well, he also needs a microphone, too, with the music. Well, no one else comes in here and uses it. And so for some reason, they convince Marlon that he doesn't need it. So when I tell him, just for the hell of it, I call and say, I do have a stage, right? And it's not to put me up on stage. It's so you can see me do bar back. So you can see me turn my foot and lunge, you know, so you can see it. You know, especially for people who are just being critiqued on a dime a dozen, which is a big part of this thing. And it's not there. So he says he has some 4x4s he can put together. And I already know that's got the word clusterfuck written all over it. Yeah, but I'm like, okay. I'll worry about that when I get there. When I get there, I'm not thinking about the media people because I know it's like 12 or 14 of them. I'm worried about the 100 people that are already congregating in the hallway waiting to get in and how am I going to do this? So I've got to breathe. Breathing is very, very important. I finally put it together. I bring the people in for the press thing. They get done. As they get done, which is an hour, take them out. Now I've got them putting these 4x4s together, which is so bad. Just think of really, really large ottomans that are cushions that they want me to do the workout on. And the room has this big block box in the middle. Now, here's where take a negative and figure out how to make it the best thing ever. And I don't see it right away, but at some point I take it, instead of me being at the front of the room and that big box being in the middle and nobody behind that can see me, I go to the middle. So now you get a few people in front of the box and on the side of the box, but I've got these big, you know, wings. It's a big room. So now I figure all these first 15 people in front of me face me. Everyone else face them. And I'm thinking, oh my God, now everyone can see. And it made it so much clearer. Now I still needed to be up in the air, but that ottomans weren't cutting it. So I just worked around it. And I was lucky. I had a lot of certified trainers there. David Orth was there. Kevin Russo was there. Jimbo Patterson was there. And we had a lot of people going around and helping each other. Brenda was there. Brenda is a humongous help because she just does. She coordinates so many things for me and makes it so much easier for me. But we got done. We did that workshop there. It went awesome. And everybody, the energy was insane. The people, there's 5 floors at Pure Yoga. Up on the we were on the bottom floor, up on the second, third, and fourth floor. They must have been going, what the hell are they doing down there? Between the count and the ready, I say, ready, ready. I mean, it was over the top. I had so much fun. And then afterwards, you know, I took pictures of everybody and signed whatever they wanted me to sign stuff. And now it's, you know, they're already closed and they're waiting for me to get the last people out, but I'm not rushing anybody. You wanted me to come in here. I'm staying till my people are done. So we get done, and I walk out of there around 11:20. I've been going since 8:30.
Oh, boy.
And I really and I haven't shut up. So now Brenda's like, shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Let's go.
I got to tell you, to wear you out, Dallas, is something, because you got a motor on you like I haven't seen anyone in my life.
Oh, God, man.
When I hang out with you, I try to survive Dallas Page, not, you know, hang with Dallas. You, man.
So we got to go. A lot of these people come and they hung and they helped out and everything. So now we got to go over and have some, you know, we haven't eaten anything. So there was a decent little barbecue place across the street. Go over there. By the time we get back to the room, it's 1:30. You know, maybe it was 1:00. My throat is like, I can tell it's starting to really close down. By the time I wake up in the morning, I can only whisper. And I think, okay, we got all the way to go to Rhode Island. We'll be fine. We get on the train. We go over. We get to this beautiful place that Jennifer's got set up for the workshop in Rhode Island. It's the Hyatt. It's one of the coolest places. Rhode Island, especially Newport, it's like the Ritzy Ritz deal. I mean, it's like sweet. And they gave us this gorgeous room over the water. Like you're on the water. Well, it's freezing up there. So you're on the water, you're turning the heat up, and it's not getting that warm. So you're going to take the heat up to 78 degrees, and it's still not warm. But the air is so dry, and my throat completely closes on me. I couldn't talk. And this is like a lot of the people came in. Kat came in, Ava came in, a bunch of the troops came in early, and I want to go down and have a drink with everybody. But man, I can't even get out of bed. Like I'm like, I have to rest. And Brenda at some point says, "Get up, get in the shower." I go, "What do you mean get in the shower?" Just get in the shower, get a hot shower. I'm squawking like a bird, you know. And she goes, "This will help open you up." And after I got out of the shower, I turned it off. She goes, "Turn it back on." I go, "Why? You're taking it?" Yeah, I'm like, "Ah, ah, ah." She's like, "Just get out of the shower, turn it on." I'm trying to talk. She goes, "Stop trying to talk." And she left the shower on all night. And the moisture opened up my throat. And it was worse as hell. There's much worse than this, but it's still, you could hear me. And went out there, and we had a hell of a time. I had some of Stacy's brown bean brownies and coconut stuff, and a bunch of. We went and got a bunch of throat coat and honey, and it was a killer workshop. 151 people were there, and then my throat. When I'm saying doing pictures, to everybody, my throat started closing down again. And I finally got home on Sunday night. Monday, I was right at the doctor. He gave me a shot. He put me on prednisone. I shouldn't be talking as much as I am right now, but I'm not going to not do my own show after I'm done. Everybody else's. So, it was a really successful. It was a lot of fun. A guy who's become a good buddy of mine, Matt Hancock, And mainly because he works so hard and he's such a good guy. They do a great job at Hammer Energy Fitness there in LaSalle, Illinois. You know, Matt had the record by a boatload. Like Funk was in second. Funk Fitness had 81 people. Matt had 119. And when I saw the 120th person sign on, I put up a thing on Facebook saying, "There's about to be a new record." And then after we got there and did it, you know, my head talk was like, "I'm beating that record." You know, if he sets his mind to something, he can. But that's going to be a tough one, man. 151 people, but I think it's March 23rd. We're there. I know people are driving in from all over, and Hancock's place is awesome. And the people there are just really great. So, you know, that's that's the throat story and the tour story. The news I know everybody wants to hear about, the Performance Center. We have the greatest crew here. At you know, Team DDP Yoga, from the internet to my crib, my guys have been doing like the picture every day thing, so you can see it like in fast pictures. They get pitch, I think it takes like 10 pictures, the 20 pictures a day or something, as it's going through the construction, the demolition. My buddy Nikki just showed me the what's been happening as it's building up the place. It's going to look so cool, from the building up of the block, the building up the Performance Center. This place is halfway done. The first, it'll probably be the only that was done like this, the DDP Yoga Performance Center, because I'm not really looking to build one after this, because it's going to be all about creating the app from here. And the call of an app really isn't do it justice. You know, it's the corporate headquarters from the outside. When you're driving up, you know you're driving up on something really unique and special. And then when you take the ride back, because you got to get in from the back way, you know, we've torn down two tearaway houses. And the cool part, I'm not just making it a parking lot, I'm making it like a park. And anybody who knows me knows I'm a freak for Christmas. There's going to be about 20 Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be like Christmas tree laid back there. From the way in, from what my guys have designed, I had this idea, and I don't know if you've seen it anywhere, but it looks old but new, and it's like stucco, but then there's patches where it's worn away, and you could see the brick behind that. And so the brick is coming through in certain areas of the building. Like it's like trying to grow out of the stucco. And that's really like the whole theme of what, you know, DDP Yoga, you know, is becoming. It's like making it its own path. Something very important happened about right around the first of the year. Coming into Christmas, I brought in one of my very good friends named Scott Boggio. And he's, of all my friends from high school, he was like, he was a freshman when I was a senior. And his brother was one of my best friends. And Scotty and his buddies were so cool. They could hang with us when they were freshmen. And we just stayed brothers all the way through life. And he went to University of Penn. He's an Ivy Leaguer. Got a football scholarship there, played linebacker, just a man's man. And he's the most successful of all of us. Now, he's got the $6 million crib in Alpharetta, Georgia. Now he's worth a shitload of money. But more importantly, he's an amazing dad. He's just a great guy all the way around. And we have been on, you know, he's been doing the program with me for years, and he's been seeing me for years. You know, you really need to do your own place. And you know, I started to think about it a bunch of times, and I just still wasn't ready yet. It wasn't time. But when we started to build this building, he was the first person I called, because he's built humongous malls and strip centers, and I mean that's what he does. He's a builder, you know, and architect, and you know, he's just a really smart dude. And I said, Scotty, I want you to come over here and be my project manager on this building. So he came in, and it just, you know, Steve Yu, who's my, you know, the president of my company. You see him in a lot of unique videos that we do. He's a huge part of the resurrection of Jake the Snake, which I'm going to talk about that in a little bit too. But he's another Ivy Leaguer. Now, here's the guy who barely graduated high school, couldn't read and write in his 30s, which two Ivy Leaguers working with them here, you know, and it just brings a whole, you know, you surround yourself with really smart people, you know, people who are really passionate and really care. And it just starts to turn into something that's bigger than you thought it could be. Like when you come walking into this building, you feel like you're walking into something really special. because of the way it's laid out, because of all the thought and time. And like when you first come into the four-year area, like you can see like right into the boardroom because that whole wall is glass. And you can see that this brick wall behind that and this sign that's animated that just keeps reshaping the DDP yoga, which looks crazy cool. And then you go to look like where you go down the hallway, but there's this huge door that's a barn door that's laced with steel. And it says, own your life with the friggin' hand sign above it. And when it rolls away so you can walk down the hallway, think of like you're going down Shark Tank Row or you're going in a tunnel before you come out to the game because it's all done. There's huge, big timbers that are up with that door that rolls out of the way. And then you look down the hallway, and it's all done in brick. And the brick looks really cool because it like looks old but new. And there's all these barn doors going down with maybe offices or rooms. You don't know what they are. And then there's locker rooms off to the left. And then you get down to the end, and there's timbers all through the ceiling. And the floor is all done in this, like, polished brown cement that looks like, what is that? It's like glass. And then you get down to the end with these two huge, big blue doors that are 4x8 open up. And then you walk into this 20-foot ceilinged soundstage that's got from the workout area that you're going to do it, which really encompasses everything, to the kitchen off to the left where we're going to shoot all our cooking shows, to this huge curtain, and you don't know what's behind the curtain until we want to move it out of the way, and you see it's a 29-foot wide green screen. It's 18 feet high and 18 feet deep, and you don't even see it unless we pull it out of the way. So it's all done in brick and really like industrial looking. And I know I sound like I'm overselling this place, but I'm not even touching it. And it just got such a feel. People are like, oh my God, this is going to be so different. And
you better call Architectural Digest for a spread. It sounds really cool.
Well, you know, again, and we made it up as we went along. Steve got Tyler, who's our graphic designer, and he's graphic designer learning. And then we sit around and talk about ideas and what do we see here. So everything that we saw from the outside of the building, which I'm going to save this special effect till I can actually show it in a video, because you're going to go, what the fuck is that? And especially for Smyrna, Georgia. And once you get into the place, it's just going to have... it's going to have a special feel that you're going to, I always say there's better than, there's less than, and then there's different than. And I know I may never be the best at any one thing. I sure as hell don't want to be less than. I will always choose to be different than, and everyone in our group that are doing this. And this was Scott Bojo. I brought him up earlier. He kept putting in my head, what's your mission statement? And I tell him, he goes, that's not your mission statement. He goes, what's your mission statement? And I just started putting some thought into it. And I started reading other companies' mission statement. And then I had everyone who works with us sit down in the boardroom table called the Sons of Anarchy Room. And I said, tell me what our mission statement is. I gave them all a week to think about it. And they all gave me what they thought it was. Steve gave me what he thought it was. He was the closest. And then we took back, and then we started to use a little piece of what everybody had said. And what our mission statement, the mission of DDP Yoga is to empower others to think beyond traditional limits, to find inspiration and adversity, and become the most trusted fitness company on the planet. Pretty strong.
That's big there. Trust, the word trust just is huge. Because you can't win anybody over without trust, and that's something the DDP Yoga brand has done. And you talked about word of mouth earlier in the conversation, and you can advertise all you want, you can put things on the internet, TV, talk shows, but to hear from your friend or your family or your mother or father, brother, and them telling you what you know it's done for them, that's something you can trust, and that's something DDP Yoga has, I think, over any other company.
Again, and that's all, I come from a world, and everybody knows it. Some people call it fake, really strong word, not one of my favorite words, because you can't fake gravity. Predetermined? Predetermined? Okay. Yeah. Fixed? Yeah. However you want to put it. It's a show. But what we go through physically, there's nothing fake about it. But in some people's minds, they see us do such crazy superhero shit that they think, well, fuck, that can't be real. Well, guess what? We can't, it says, how do you fake the chair shots? We don't. That's why they banned them from hitting each other in the head and stuff. Because you never did. When The Rock hit Mick Foley, a.k.a. Cactus Jack, Mankind, Dude Love, over the head with the chair 12 times. Hit him over the head with the chair 12 times. Cactus Jack was the toughest son of a bitch on the planet. But he's also paying for every one of those chair shots, every one of those body shots in his body. And I've worked with him, with the program. And he's got a lot of scar tissue. It's going to be a long journey. And Mick's got to do a lot of serious stuff to really turn his life around, and he's working towards that, which is the most positive thing ever. I do want to just close this out on the Performance Center. We're looking to open up in April. Christina Russell, who is one of our amazing transformations and is our project manager right now, who will be actually running and teaching at the DDP Yoga Performance Center with the one and only Stevie Richards, a.k.a. Michael Manna, when he came, since he's been out of the spotlight, he's used his real name, Michael Manna, quite a bit, Facebook and blah, 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 blah. But, of course, when he's working, he's Stevie Richards. And when he got to Atlanta, I said, Stevie, Michael doesn't work here. Because no one knows who Michael Manna is. He knows who Stevie Richards is. And he's one of the hardest workers. His energy is infectious. His workouts are amazing. And between him and Christina, I've got two of the best instructors on the planet right here with me. Dylan, the Bulldog. You might have seen him on some of the videos that's come up there. He's one of our editors here. And a guy who's constantly working towards his transformation. At about 90 pounds right now. He is really turning into a hell of an instructor. But Christina said, she's texted me tonight, please reach out, because she knows if I can't find more instructors to get certified down here in Atlanta, and we have some people working towards it, if you're looking to be an instruct in the Atlanta area, we're in Smyrna, that's where we're at. Christina is looking for you. So maybe she didn't really tell me how to get a hold of her. You could contact her. I don't want to give her contact over the email to everybody. Let's see. How should we do that, Robert? What should we do with that?
She's in the chat room. Let me ask her. She's in the chat room now.
Yeah, she says contact her at Christina. Christina at ddpyoga.com.
Okay, perfect. All right.
And Dallas, okay. I have a quick question on the Performance Center. Because the space is so huge and beautiful and all that, it sounds like it's going to be used for classes, but will this also be sort of a central location for DDP Yoga workshops?
Oh, absolutely. This will be, I'm looking at probably do one every other month. And at some point, do one every month.
Cool.
So it'll be a monthly workshop. Because I believe when you see this, and just I mean, the energy of everything in this, I think it's just going to take everything to a whole nother level. And I think the, we could probably do workshops weekly. I'm not looking to go to that spot. I'd rather build anticipation, you know, because I still want to go out and do them, you know, at Matt's, you know, like I'm going to go do his energy, Hammer Energy Fitness, you know, or Funk Fitness or whoever else we, you know, we get out there. And, you know, our whole certification program, which is based around DDPYogaCertification.com, is run by the Yoga Doc. And we've got about 100 people in the queue working towards it. But it's not like you can go to Yoga Fit, who, you know, certifies one yoga teacher after another, after another, after another, after another. You get 12 hours on Yoga Fit. You're certified to go out and start teaching. Now get a job and build a class is a whole other level. But we're not like that. Ours is you got to put the time in. You've got to know how to call the positions. You got to know how to call the modifications. So when you walk out of there, we were at a retreat last year. And Jim Mapes, who's one of my very good friends, who's been around this whole DDP yoga thing for 8 years. And when I did, you know, work towards certifying Arthur and a couple other people that I wanted to get out certified, it was nowhere near the program that it is today. And when Jim came to the retreat last year, there's times where I let the instructors have that time. And this year it's going to be, I'm going to probably have 3 workouts a day some days, 2 workouts other days, but there will always be one of the instructors teaching a class from bing to bing. You know, I will always teach every day at least once. Most likely I'll step in with other people doing it and work with people on the floor after that. But Jim Mapes walked away from there going, you had 8, I think maybe it was 10 different trainers get up there, our instructors, every one of them were right on. They were so, like they've been doing it for years. I mean, it blew his mind. So, yeah, to answer your question, Stacey, yeah, it's going to be a destination. I think people are going to come from all over the world. I already know Hayden is flying in from England. He's coming in from England, right? I know people are coming. Ralphie Boy's coming in from Australia. I know I got some friends coming in from Canada. So it's going to be like, you know, I'm going to do a soft open, and no one's even going to know we're open because we want to get a lot more workouts than you can. Like one of the things I was explaining today to Stevie, like I have a friend of mine, he's 70 years old. His wife just passed about a year ago. And, you know, he's finally ready to, it was real. Your wife for 40 years is gone. You know, it's pretty big deal. You know, it's a big deal anytime, but you know, you spend 40 years with that person, you know, and then they're gone. You know, it takes you a while to get back on your feet. And he's searching me down. On because he, you know, he'd heard about, you know, what I was doing with everything, and people were telling him about it, and he was my next door neighbor when I lived here in Atlanta last time, and he searched me down, and when I saw his wife had just, you know, had passed last year, I called him immediately. We started talking, and he was like, "Dallas, I'm ready to start my next phase of my life. I'm 70 years old, and I'm ready to get in shape. I'm ready to start." I said, "Bro, call my girl Katie, set up a time. I want you to come over and work out with me." So on Friday, he's coming over here and going to start a journey at 70. Like, that's as cool as it gets to me. But it, the story I was telling Stevie, because he'll be there, and so will Christina, because I always have them watch when I'm training anybody that has, you know, it's not just regular, come in and let's work out. It's like they can't go from standing to the ground, like this one friend of ours, Ray. Yeah, that's the way Jake was. That's the way Scott was. They couldn't go from standing to get to the ground. And when they got to the ground, they couldn't get back up. So I had to show them and reteach them how to strengthen their muscles and turn on muscles that they've never probably used in maybe ever. And it's all a procedure, and I call it beginner. So it gets you ready. If the energy workout's too challenging for you, well, then you start here. and I'm going to like film me and Ken or me and Ray or me and Bill, whoever, me and Alice, you know, like showing them how to just get up and get down. Because that's a big deal as you get older. And I've just been approached by AARP, which is the biggest getting older magazine in the world. And they heard about what we're doing, and they want to talk to me about it, which is pretty cool.
There's so many.
No, it's just very cool. That's a huge audience.
There's so many places. Yeah. And I got to ask you, Dallas, real quick. Now, a lot of people, you know, don't know the true backstory from DDP Yoga. They see you on TV and all this stuff. And, you know, so many people think, you know, probably think, oh, a multi-million-dollar wrestler threw his name in a yoga product. When this started 10 years ago, and to see where it's come from, like, it wasn't always easy for you. I mean, things got pretty rough. Put a lot into this, and to see where it's, I mean, I know you always aim big. You know, you're the kind of guy who thinks big, but to see where this is and the performance center and the app and the growth this company is making, is it beyond what you originally had gone out to shoot for? And are you just making new goals as you go along, or is this all part of the plan?
Well, it really started in end of 1998, going into 99 when I blew my back out. And I really wasn't looking for anything more than to get back in the ring. You know, I worked on top with Randy Savage, you know, God bless him, rest his soul. He's getting put into the Hall of Fame this year. I'm so excited for his family, for his brother. I mean, Randy should have been in 20 years ago. There's no question about that. But, I just lost my train of thought. I was talking about Randy. Were you guys talking about going into that?
About overcoming
the growth, the goals for the company.
Right. But I was working with Randy, and I was working with, you know, with Goldberg. I was working with Hogan. I wasn't making any money. I didn't make any money until I got paid in 1999, and that's when I blew my back out. And the doctor said I was done. Like, great job, but it's over. And if I didn't work, that contract got cut in half. The next year we got cut in half. Next year we got cut in half. So I had to work. But it wasn't even about the money. It was about the dream. So DDP Yoga was born out of necessity, period. And I was a guy who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. I said it a million times. I just wanted to get healed. And I'd done a lot of rehab because I had rehab both shoulder surgeries, both knee surgeries. The cool part is I learned a lot about breaking up scar tissue over that period. So that was about to become very helpful when it came to helping people heal themselves. Because I don't heal you. You heal you. I just guide you how to do it. I didn't heal Arthur Borman. Arthur Borman healed Arthur Borman. I just gave him the roadmap. I was the guide, period. Scott Hall, Jake Roberts, Chris Jericho, Goldust. I don't care who it is. I didn't do the work. They did. I just gave them the plan. And it's a plan that I came up for myself, and I figured it out through screwing up. Sort of like the other night when we were at Pure Yoga and there was the big box in the middle of the room. And then I realized if I go to the middle of the room and face people towards me and then instead of those people facing straight ahead, turn them to look at those people, oh my God, this is so much better. So there really is always a silver lining. You just got to find it. You got to breathe. You got to open up to it. So once I got myself back in the ring, I started turning other people onto it. And by the time I got to the WWE, I'll never forget, I was turning on the head director of WWE TV. He came up to me and he said, Dallas, how old are you? I said, 46. He goes, how the hell are you doing what you're doing? And I told him. And he said, how can I do what you're doing? I said, well, I haven't done any DVDs on it yet. I said, but, you know, to be able to sell out, but I'm working on that. And I said, he said to me, how come, what he said is, oh, I remember. So I said, go to this guy, Brian Kess, get his DVDs, and do this. And I showed him how to do dynamic resistance because that's where I was starting to come up with it. I said, and if you do that, it will really help you. 3 weeks later, he comes to me. I'm back on the floor again, getting ready to warm up. Like, you know, big guys are in the ring doing whatever they're doing. And he comes up to me. He goes, Dallas. He goes, look how much farther I can bend already. I go, wow, that's awesome. He goes, man, those DVDs are helping me so much. He goes, but let me ask you something. Why isn't there any normal people in those videos? Everybody's like a twisty pretzel, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And he goes, you need to make your own. And I said, someday I'm going to do that. And he walked away. And I thought, yoga for normal people. That's where it started. Right there, us discussing that. But I already had it in my head, but he burned it in. And then, you know, I wrote the book with Yoga Doc. That was 10 years ago. And I told Yoga Doc, we're not really going to make any money on this book. He's like, what? I'm like, we're really not. I go, you know what this book's going to give us? He goes, what? I go, credibility. Yeah, but what about the money? And I'm like, at some point, the money's going to come. You're just going to have to trust me. And then once we got the book out there, and we got critically acclaimed on that, a lot of people thought it was a joke because we put such tongue-in-cheek into stuff. But the people who were reviewing the book were like, there's tongue-in-cheek in there, but these guys are serious about this shit. Like, they're taking it really seriously because we do. And then we came up with our first DVDs. I wouldn't let anyone put any money in because this was my dream. And even though I had partners, Yoga Doc was a partner of mine. Kimberly was a partner of mine. You know, it was like, I wouldn't want their money because I don't want you to invest in a dream that I have that may not happen. And the big thing that I did, which was really different, Mikey, and you're one of them, I didn't go after the yogis. I went after the people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. Because that was me. And I respect and really love all types of yoga now. I can walk into any class from the super namaste, touchy-feely, you know, to restorative. Jasmine in Santa Monica is the best restorative yogi on the planet. Eventually, DDP Yoga will have its own form of restorative. And most likely, I've learned it all from her. And that's the greatest for aligning your body. And just getting in a position and laying there and letting your body elongate your spine and separate your hips. It's really amazing. I didn't want to put any of that in the beginning. Because I wanted people to feel like this was boot camp meets minimal joint impact. And to have tone and attitude. Stacey, how many people were laughing their ass off during the workout? They're either cussing at me or laughing at me. One of the two.
It was a little of both on Sunday.
Yeah, quite a bunch. No matter where I go. But it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun. And there was a time over this company has only been successful for the last 3 years, but we just broke 148,000 programs.
Wow.
And that's ones where people are buying them. We probably got stolen ones about 20,000. Where people just steal it and sell it. You what?
I was saying, and you think before those, when, you know, you sold those, the thing blew up, you know, honestly, you've been open about this. You were going one last hand, you know, all in, you know, this is my last chance to actually do something with this. I'm going all in here. And you took a gamble, right? Pretty much. You took a big gamble on whether, you know, if this was going to take off.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, bro. And I got to tell you, I understand depression because I've been there. You know, I've been at that point where I went, wow, they just throw away $500,000.
Yeah.
You know, which could have been, you know, like a sweet little nest egg. You know, did I just throw this away because something that I believe in and that I love and I know it was changing lives? You know, did I do that? And there's times where you pull yourself down. It's when you go on an eating binge or you don't want to do anything or whatever it is. And I've been there. So I understand,
being there. I don't understand staying there, because all you have to do is think about what you have as opposed to what you don't have. All you have to do is think about that person. Like I tell the story all the time about the guy I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I hear, and with my buddy Matty, and we're walking by, and there's little alleys, and there's buildings are so jammed in. There's little alleys where people can walk through and shit. And I hear water. I got a bottle of water in my hand. I just happen to look over to my left, and I see this guy sitting on the ground. Got, like, fatigue pants. I don't know if he's military or not, but he got, like, fatigue pants. Got a tank top. He's dirty. He's got no arms past his elbows. He just looks up and he goes, bro, have some water. Absolutely. I walk over to him and I hand him the bottle, not thinking to take the lid off. So he puts the lid in his mouth and he, with his elbows, spits the bottle out. He goes, sorry, bro. Goes, no worries. He goes to drink some water and then with his elbows goes to give it back to me. I go, that's yours, bro. He goes, thanks. And I start to walk away. He never asked me for a dime. I said, what the fuck am I doing? I walked back. I gave him, I had a few bucks in my pocket. I gave it to him. My buddy Matty's watching this whole thing. He walks by, tips him out. The guy who's watching him, watch him, comes by. And I never asked for money. You know? But he was grateful. And I think, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Not only that's not me. That's not one of my close friends. That's not someone in my family. Well, I think of that little girl. I remember this girl like it is yesterday. And I'm running to the ring after I'm already retired. I go back and do a couple of retirement matches. And she's jumping up and down. She is so happy to see me. And she got a little hat on. Because you know she ain't got no hair. Because she got cancer. You know, I just give her that big hug. And she's like crying, laughing. And I'm crying, laughing. And you know, off we go, and I just think, thank you, God, that's not one of my daughters or one of my nieces. You know, it's like, thank you.
So, what you're saying, this is actually tying into questions I've received for you for tonight's show. In a nutshell, you know, there are some people out there that are feeling kind of a little defeated, a little discouraged. You know, some people are, you know, I guess they tend to compare, especially the guys themselves, with Arthur's progress. And they want their fire back. You know, they feel like they haven't accomplished enough. And what you're saying right now is really the answer, is you can't let what you don't have or the results you don't have or how you feel, even if it's like emotional gravity, you can't let that be your complete reality. You kept looking down the road at what you wanted.
Stacey, those 3 days, and I remember distinctly, because it never had happened to me. I'd been depressed before, but I had never laid in bed and said, I'm not getting up. Today, I'm just not getting up. I did it 3 times. Steve Yu, who has been filming Inspired a movie for 10 years, in between that, did the Arthur video, did Mark Merrow's video. Mark Merrow, if you haven't seen that video about his mom, Steve did that. It's at 11 million views. He is the director of the Resurrection of Jake the Snake. He's one of the most inspiring people that I know, who knows how to tell a story to connect people. He went under for 3 months at one point.
Wow.
But he came back out.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he'll ever go down again because he knows what happened when he got there. And it's, you can feed into the fetus attitude, or you can put that fucking Arthur tape back up again and watch it. Pull your head out of your ass. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You know, I just lived with my woman who had cancer for over a year and a half. She'll always have cancer, but I lived with all of that, and she was the strongest person I've ever known. When people said, I heard you got cancer, I'm so sorry, she said, it's just an inconvenience.
Huh.
Wow.
Sort of like eating healthy. You know, the only thing about eating gluten, fuck gluten-free and dairy-free, genetically modified food, to stop eating that, which is poisoning our country. There are countries who will not take Coca-Cola's product or Kellogg's products if they put the genetically modified shit in there. But you want to know something? Kellogg's and Coke will make it without them and send the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about that.
Yeah.
But it's cheaper to sell it this way with genetically modified food. So it poisons the country, and who gives a shit? It's about the money. You know, pull your head out of your ass. Don't let life pull you down. Focus on what you do have as opposed to what you don't. Live life with an attitude of gratitude. Breathe. Work out. I will tell you, over the periods where I did hit some of my darkest spots, and I was pulling myself down with emotional gravity, I might get that email from someone, and who knows how to know it. Now I get hundreds of them a day. But back then, to get one was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And I would go, oh, my God, this thing really does work. And I'd get on the mat, and I would have one of my best workouts, because, you know, the one thing the mat does, it relieves stress. Better than anything.
Absolutely.
Stress. Any workout. Go run. Go friggin' do push-ups. Do something to burn off negative energy. I got a great thing. Do DDP yoga. And while you're doing it, focus in on your breathing. Focus in on the position you're in at the time and getting deeper. Feeling younger. Feeling better about yourself. I have, Stacy, Michael, Robert, you know I've said this a million times. I have never gotten off the mat and said to myself, oh, boy, I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah. Neither have I.
You know, never done
and it's easy to kind of like be getting that mindset, but then you look at things and you look at people like Arthur or DJ Clark, who I'm not speaking out of line, is 500 pounds, Slim Gillian, who is 600 pounds. You see people who are deaf. You see people that are blind with MS that are doing DDP yoga. And it's honestly, you know, we don't want to be that brash, but it's what's your excuse? If they can do it, why can't I get my ass off the couch and get down on the mat for 30 minutes and hammer out a workout? It really is really humbling to think of all the success stories and what they've overcome to be successful, and it makes you think.
You know, and again, you just got to watch the video of Arthur. And if you wonder why you didn't get the results Arthur got, Arthur worked out 7 mornings a week, an hour, 5 nights a week. He ate the phase 3 eating plan right on spot, spot on. His heart rate, he was 47. He never took it over 133. He did everything like, but understand that Arthur's goal was to walk again. What's your goal? You know, like, what do you want? And that's just really important. You know, and surrounding yourself with like-minded people. The people who came to the workshops, the thing I'm the most proud of, the people who come to the retreats, and we're doing one in July, and we're doing one in October, ddpyogaretreat.com. The number one compliment I get every year for people who just came for the first time. Where did you find all these cool people?
Uh-huh.
How come everybody's so nice? Because I don't let assholes hang around me. I've done that. I don't anymore. You're not allowed to work with me if you don't have a good attitude. You don't have to be running around with just all smiles and like, a positive. No, just be a good guy. Be a good girl. You know, be a good lady. You know, bring in, don't pull each other down. Don't twist each other up. You know, let's do, I mean, everybody works out in the morning, right here, boom. They all work out.
Yeah.
So they get all that shit out of them right away. It's like part of it. So, and then sometimes they get to have that time where they just do their own thing and find them all just hanging out laughing. I know they'll get back to work. They always do. They create some really amazing stuff. Really amazing. I want to close with this right here and say, Sal, we'll go to questions at the end here if anybody's got. I'll ask a couple questions. I do want to let people know I'm so proud of Scott Hall. I'm so proud of Jake Roberts. After the Hall of Fame, they both took a big stumble. And a lot of people heard about it. Jake was only once, Scott a couple of times. But they both came out on the other side so much stronger than I've ever seen them, and they're doing it for themselves. They are in both of them. I'm just so proud of both of these guys. Our movie, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, was picked up by Slam Dance, which runs at the same time as Sundance in Park City. This is the 21st year, which is my lucky number. I don't expect to win Slam Dance. We already won by getting featured by Slam Dance. It qualifies us for so many other things. But the main thing, it's good. Someone's going to buy this story, and they're going to get it out there wherever it goes. If you're a wrestling fan, you've never seen anything like it or never will again, because it is so in your guts, in your soul. But if you hate wrestling and want nothing to do with it, I challenge you not to cry. And I'm not talking about, oh my God, that's so sad. Tears where you have no control over. The ones that just come out your sides of your face and roll down your chin, and you're trying not to sell your weeping, because the emotion of this movie is so powerful. And again, I am so underselling it. I mean, we've got some screenings that are just amazing.
Will it be released eventually?
I'm sorry?
Will it be released like on Netflix or can we buy it somewhere eventually?
Eventually, yeah. But right now, we're just going to do I just wanted to get it to these film festivals. And Steve has worked insanely on it. All my crew, every one of my guys here have worked so hard. I'm bringing them, all the guys who worked on the film, we're bringing them to Slam Dance with us. And we got like 10 people going up there. And I don't know what other crews do that. But, Steve got the house and I got the plane fare. And we're going to have a great time out there. And Scott's going to be there. And Jake's going to be there. And it's going to be pretty cool.
I feel really shitty saying this. But I remember in Mexico, I think it was 3 years ago, Steve Yu, Dave Worth, my girlfriend Katie, and I were sitting at the table at the restaurant. And Steve was laying out this plan about taking a chance and bringing Jake in to live with you guys. And I feel shitty about saying this. I didn't think it was going to end well. Jake was one of those guys, those sad stories that you read about. And, a lot of people doubted him. And I am the happiest guy in the world to be proven wrong. And it's empowering. It just shows that no matter how far gone somebody is, you're just a few adjustments away from turning everything around. And it's really just it's a hopeful story for everybody.
On that note that Stacey said about, you're starting to feel like things, aren't going as well. You're not getting the results that you wanted, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you what I told Scott and Jake. It was right after the Hall of Fame time. It was somewhere around there. I said, when you guys would, I talked to them individually. I said, when you went to the ring, were you telling yourself, oh my gosh, oh God, I hope I can do this. Oh, God, this is going to suck. Oh, I'm going to be so fucking bad. Oh, God, this is going to be brutal. What am I thinking? Hell no. You were thinking you were the baddest motherfucker alive. You were thinking you were going to steal the show. You were thinking you were going to eat this building alive. It was a story you told yourself. You got to start telling yourself that story now. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. You've heard it before. A million times. People have said it. It sounds corny. You got to look in the mirror and say you love yourself. You really do. Because if you don't love you, you can't love anybody. You got to learn to become comfortable in your own body. It's not about how much weight you lose. It's about how you feel about yourself as you go through this transition. 220 might be better for you than 190. Whatever. Like, how do you feel about yourself? Feeling comfortable in your own skin comes through repetition. Repetition is the mother of learning. Telling yourself, before I walk out on stage, I walked out on stage for Jake's speech in front of 22,000 people. I knew it was about 10 minutes. 22,000 people, and who knows how many people live.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I was in the back going, oh, God, I hope I don't screw this up. Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, it's the first time I ever used an iPad for a cheat sheet ever. And Triple H walked up to me 2 hours before I'm about to go on and said, I really like your speech, D. I'd like you to change a couple things, though. 2 hours. I rewrote a third of that speech. And a guy who couldn't read at a third grade level at the age of 30, me, who taught myself how to read and how to write in my 30s and 40s and still in my 50s. The thing of reading out loud for me as a kid into my 30s was petrifying. But you do it and you face it. Now, to me, the biggest speech of my life. I'm going to go out and give for my mentor. And I need those notes because I just changed things and I have to make sure I have it. And I went out there and I nailed it. But it was the story I was telling myself leading up to it. This is all shit I've learned from Tony Robbins, who to me is the Hulk Hogan / Steve Austin of the speaking world. He's the guy that I look at and go, wow, he changed my life. And I just take it back and do it for others.
Yeah, that's perfect because it's essential. You have to literally feed your mind good stuff.
No one can do more damage to you than you. I learned that from Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we take two quick callers? The rest of them have dropped off after a while, but we have a couple callers. Can we grab those real quick, D?
Sure, go ahead. And then remind me, I have one more thing I had to say at the end of this, and this is something, especially if you're a Steve Austin fan, you got to hear. I'm saving that for the end. I should have teased it throughout the show because he left me a message today that is just classic that we're going to replay here. But go ahead. Ask it the questions.
All right, we got Josh on the line. Robert, is Josh still with us?
Matt, yeah,
do
I see I'm still here.
So what's going on, man?
I just wanted to call really quick and say you guys are talking about the workshops and stuff, and I had the absolute honor to go down to the L.A. one and travel from Alaska, and it was probably one of the highlights of my life to be down there and, seeing things live after, you know, certified and I got my own class here and teaching in the gym. But, man, it took my brain to a whole different level to see it live and see how Dallas does things and how he interacts with people and gets up and just kind of owns that room. And I went in and came back and I was dead dog tired from the long weekend, the long drive back, and I taught my class and had the best class I probably have had, probably one of the best workouts I've had in the last 2 years of doing this program. So I just want to say for anybody that hasn't been to a workshop, oh, my God, you got to get to them. And I'm already jonesing to go to my next one. So, again, it was an honor to be there and a privilege to see that live.
Well, dude, I was so – thanks so much for coming down and helping us, man. You and Matty Owens, man, friggin' helped own the room there. Of course, Brenda, you know, I'm bringing Brenda to all the workshops now. So I know Matt Hancock was saying, "Is you bringing Brenda this time?" So, Jolene, yes, Matt, yeah, I'm bringing Brenda this time.
She gets shit done. I tell you, she's like no one else. She's efficient. She gets things done and taken care of like nobody's business.
Thanks for calling in, Josh.
Anyways.
Anyway,
on that note, whoever left out there, boy, Steve Austin would even have something to say on that one. I talked to Steve earlier, and he was kidding. He just took 2 days ago. He goes, "I'm meeting. I'll call you back because I want to talk to you." And I didn't get back to him. And then today I was over at Terry Lang's house, and you know, a call came in from Beverly Hills, a 310 call, and. And I say, if I don't know someone's name, I'm not going to pick up the phone, especially if I'm in a conversation with somebody. So I get done with Terry, and I get in the car and leave, and I hit on the sound, you know, the answer to the machine just to see who actually called. And Robert, you got that queued up?
Yeah, I got it ready to go.
Okay, go ahead.
God damn it, Dallas. I was trying to call you here on the Steve Austin show and put a goddamn plug in for the DDP yoga program, and you ducked my call. I know you hit the little button that says just ignore or answer, and you hit the ignore button. I was calling you to plug your goddamn program. I've been doing DDP yoga. I'm flexible as a motherfucker, and the thing is going great. I've been consistent. I'm getting results. But you stumped me. You didn't answer my goddamn phone call. So anyway, Stacy, we're doing a read for DDP yoga on this show. We don't have one?
Not today.
Well, God damn it, Dallas, you missed out. So you ain't got no read on the show today. You stopped sponsoring the show. Anyway, this is Steve Austin calling you from Beverly Hills. I'll catch your ass down the road.
I've been trying to get Steve to do the program. I live with him for 6 months. I tried to get him to do this program for over 10 years. And that's how I find out that he's doing the workouts. On that message, I popped so hard when I heard that. And I was thinking, what do you mean I'm not on the program? I always, for the last year and a half, ever since he's had a damn podcast, I've been advertising on him and Jericho and Jim Ross. I'm thinking, what do you mean I'm not on the damn program? So I call the number back. And she goes, oh, Dallas, oh, hey, how you doing? Now, Steve just left. I said, okay, I didn't really call to talk to Steve. Was I not on the program today? And she goes, oh, no, your contract ran up. I said, I'm on every show. What do you mean my contract rolled up? She goes, well, no. She goes, well, I'll call someone at sales. I said, no, go get that guy with a sales pusher and put the phone in his hand. And so I get on. His name is John Garbo. I said, Johnny, what do you mean I'm not on the show? He goes, well, Diamond, your contract ran up, and we didn't want to. I go, well, why didn't you just call me, man? I mean, I'm on all the time on the show. So it turned out to be really great after I ended up talking to him, and we ended up working our next contract out. But I had no idea. So you know, I don't know when they would have gotten back to me or whatever. But to hear that Steve, you know, put the workout over, and that's all he was trying to do. You know, he ain't doing it for trying to lose weight. He ain't doing it trying to lean up. You know, he wants to get some flexibility back in his body. So because he beat it up just a little, you know, and flexibility yeah. is youth. Use not just in the body but in the mind. Do you have any thought, any key question you think you need to ask before I get out of here?
No, we covered it. We're good.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Appreciate you coming on with us, D. You got to come on more often. It's been a while. We always enjoy you checking in for your own show, and
yeah,
we appreciate you coming back and seeing us again.
Yeah, it's great to have
you
back.
We got to do it once a month. We got to get we got to get on here and start doing that. So. I promise to come back once a month. Robert, get on me and line that up with Katie. So, I mean, I got to be doing my own damn show here. Really appreciate it because I really created it for all the people listening, you know, and they're looking for the guidance. And I hope you got something today, and hopefully you got something you can put it in it and keep moving forward. And, guys, now I have to shut up for the next 24 hours so I get my throat back before we head to Slam Dance. And when you see some of the videos we bring back from there, me, Jake, and Scott are going to turn Park City on its ear. It's going to be crazy.
I can't wait.
Can I get a bang down the show?
That means I don't, that means I don't have to take your calls.
Then you what?
That means I don't have to take your calls, right?
Oh, you'll be taking my
calls.
Can you wrap it up for us? One more time. Let's get a bang out of here.
And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Yeah.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.